I'm Petty Officer Ethan Marr. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, update on service members injured in Iraqi raid, and Army begins operational deployment pay. Recently, Iraqi security forces, working with service members from Combined Joint Task Force, Operation Inherent Resolve, conducted strikes and follow-up raids on multiple ISIS locations in central Iraq. Two service members were injured during the raid and are now headed to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland, while a third service member is being evaluated for traumatic brain injury. The Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary, Sabrina Singh, says the service members are in stable condition.
During the operation, two U.S. military personnel were wounded by an explosion while assisting Iraqi forces with site exploitation. While both service members sustained serious injuries, they are in stable condition. Additionally, we recently learned a third service member is being assessed for potential TBI. All are in stable condition and receiving the care that they need. We will provide more information about the outcome of the raids and the status of these service members as it becomes available.
Soldiers on approved operational deployments will soon receive $240 per month under the recently approved Operational Deployment Pay Program. Dr. Robert Steinroth, Plans and Resources Director, Deputy Chief of Staff, G1, said, and I quote, "This initiative underscores our unwavering commitment to honoring the daily sacrifices made by soldiers and their families," end quote. The change, effective October 1st, 2024, authorizes E1 to O6 soldiers to receive special duty pay in recognition of operational deployments. Dr. Agnes Garabin Schaefer, Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, said, and I quote, "The Army is dedicated to ensuring the sacrifices made by our soldiers and their families are appropriately rewarded. Operational deployment pay represents significant advancement in this effort," end quote. To find out more, you can visit defense.gov to read more on the service members injured in the Iraqi raid, and army.mil to read more on the Operational Deployment Pay Program. And as always, stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow.